The Hills are very much alive. A lot of singing on the show this week. Heaps of singing. Matt Scullion from Ulla Dulla, he joined us. He's released a new song, Christmas in Australia. I like it. I like it a lot.
Christmas in Australia is my favourite time of the year.
You've done it again. If anyone's looking for to do a playlist on Christmas Day, there are a few songs that you've always got to make sure that you have, and I think you've just added one to it.
Oh, I hope so, mate. I hope so. Look, I love Christmas Day. As I say in the song, it's my favourite time of the year, and it really is. And, you know, I always look forward to it. I don't know, there's just something special about Christmas Day. It's great to be with your family and your friends. And, yeah, it's just a wonderful time of the year.
The singing continued. I now have a theme song whenever I come home, courtesy of my two little gentlemen, Claudie and Daniel. Oh, yeah.
Daddy cool. Daddy cool. Daddy cool. Daddy cool.
Daddy cool.
Daddy.
Such a nice thing to... here. Anyway, we went over to the UK to speak to our UK correspondent, Archie, with the big news. Ed Sheeran, yesterday he took over the news. Ed's got COVID. Get out of town.
I know, maybe that's like the wake-up call the UK needs. If their national treasure can get COVID, then everyone might realise that, hang on a sec, this thing's back.
Yeah,
we all have to be a bit careful, but...
Of course, my mate over there, you got COVID a few months ago, right? Didn't hear a peep about it from the UK press. Like, the biggest star in the UK, Ed Sheeran, gets it and it blows up.
I know. What's going on there? Like, how do you even explain that? I can't believe that, like, you know when they go stop the press, you know, and that's like the biggest thing they can do. I couldn't believe after everybody found out that I had it that didn't happen. But, here we are.
Where's the headlines for my mate Archie, the Aussie abroad over in the UK? I don't know.
It's a bloody stitch-up.
The singing even continued on the quiz, could you believe
it? Who hosted the 70s and 80s TV talent show, The Young Talent Time?
Johnny Young.
Johnny Young, and he'd always finish with that song, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to explain that to the kids the other day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, and then all
of them. I remember.
Yeah, okay, well, enough of that, shall we?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Dummy M joined us, and she has a new song out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we stop and take a breath? Maybe we just need to pray.
You know, it has to come from myself and from my heart, and then, you know, sometimes the song comes out really great, other times it's not great, doesn't make it to the album.
Being a fan and knowing that I was talking to you this week and knowing that you were on Celebrity MasterChef, I've got a bit of gripes with MasterChef because I haven't really been watching it that much, but I tuned in on the weekend because I was like, oh, well, I'll watch Dummy and see how she goes, and I turn it on and they boot you off.
Yeah, you turned in at the right time.
I turned in at the wrong time. I'm going to have a look at this and follow it so I can be well researched. And they just kick you off the show.
I stuffed up my cheesecake. That's what happened.
My highlight this week came from my mate Max. In true David Attenborough form, the Great Shoalhaven tourist migration. It's gold.
It's just gone midnight on Sunday, October 31st, and one of the largest migrations ever seen in New South Wales is about to take flight. Thousands of Greater Sydney humans, having been restricted to roaming territories known as local government areas since June 26, are heading south for the plentiful holiday locations of the Shoalhaven.
To hear the full version of the Great Shoalhaven tourist migration, just go to the Radio 2ST Facebook page. It's pinned up the top. It's nice and easy to find. You'll absolutely love it. That's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.